Okay, we're recording and it's 5:01 p.m. on April 2nd, 2025. Just to catch George up to speed, Aldine called and reaffirmed that Janet would be up in the air, not available on a flight. And she also, turns out, is not available. She had some timing conflicts with an event she has down on her trip. And so what we would need now is for a consensus from the commission members of who would chair the meeting. We can affirm that we do have quorum with the four people present. But yeah, between y'all, you want to rock, paper, scissors it, or however you'd like to proceed, and then we can get going.
I was just going to say, I don't have my notes in front of me, but I could pull them up or have Jess do it if she's comfortable. I can do it if not.
I've never led like an official meeting, so.
Okay.
This is probably about the best
so
possible
So I'm volunteering
one to start.
If you guys want that.
That'd be great.
All right. I marked consensus for Julie Jones to chair the meeting. And are you calling the meeting to order then, Julie?
Great. It's 8:03. This is Julie Jones with the Clay Street Cemetery meeting of April 2nd. And I would like to call this meeting to order. Please call the roll.
Right. And I'll just clarify that it's 5:03 in Alaska.
Sorry, guys.
I hear Julie Jones. Sorry. Julie Jones.
Present.
Jess Desmond.
Here. Present.
Amy Stratman.
Here.
George Dalton. And then we have an excused absence for Janet Richardson and Aldine Kilbourne, and we have not heard from Karen Erickson, and we've also got Jeremiah Cotter here in the room as well. Can't see him off camera, Julie, but he's here.
Okay, welcome. I am just pulling open the packet. My apologies. One moment, please. Trying to figure out where to put this so I can see it. Okay. Well, welcome everyone. I'm sorry we had a little kerfuffle, and thanks for coming in, George. This makes it easy to continue. I would like to call for approval of the regular meeting minutes of March 5th.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the March meeting.
I second it.
That was George. Amy, and was that Jess? Did we get a second there?
George seconded it.
Thank you, George. Any for discussion, any discussion or changes to those minutes? Okay, any objections to those meeting minutes being accepted? Hearing none, the regular meeting minutes of March 5th are approved. And approval of the agenda. Need a motion for the April 2nd meeting.
Move to approve the agenda.
This is Jess.
I'm Jesse Desmond.
Second, Amy.
Great. The agenda has been approved. Any objections or changes to the agenda? Hearing none, we will move forward with the agenda as stated. We are moving on to citizens' comments. Colt, do you have anything, or Amy or Jess or George?
Nope.
Anyone present in the room?
Nope.
Very good. Communications to the commission, follow-up from P. Kathy. Was this something from Aldine or?
Might have something for that, but first, Julie, Jeremiah asked if we'd like some notes from him during citizen.
Oh, thank you. I forgot to mention our liaison from Public Works, Jeremiah Cotter, has sent in some comments. Go ahead.
Coming to the mic.
Actually, for a show and tell for all those that aren't here.
I got your mic on. There you go.
Okay, so Julie, Aldine came to Public Works and looked at the material that we had there that I was telling you all about.
Yes.
That we just use as fill that we could, give to you guys, and she liked the material. So she's wonderful. Accepting that material for when that comes, so you won't have to purchase that. But we were looking at, well, we still had to figure out how to get it there since I can't have my guys bag up all the bags. Buckets was the next idea, and we were talking about having the commission buy some buckets. But then when I was talking this over with my labor foreman, he brought up these buckets that we just throw in the trash. And they're fairly good-sized buckets. Unfortunately, you can't see them. But they're about half the size of a 5-gallon bucket, so they would even be easier to carry if when we were putting in and transporting the rock from out front in that parking area where we say we would just dump a dump truck load. These buckets, I think, would make it for easier transportation to the grave sites. And then, of course, if anybody has leftover rock, it'd be really easy for them to carry to the next location or whatnot. So I brought them in to show you to see if you guys would just save the money on buckets even, and we can just give you all of these things. Now that we're coming into spring, we're going to have a lot of these buckets left over.
I like that idea, and they look good.
Okay. I agree. This is really good news. We look forward to trying this. I'm usually the one doing labor and with my team, and if Jess is there, I think we'll be strong enough. We can load up the buckets and set them on the tailgate of the truck or in the bed of the truck, and then we transport them from the roadway in the cemetery to each gravesite with either a wheelbarrow or even easier, a stack of buckets, 3 or 4, on a hand truck. So I think this is going to be great. We're looking forward to doing that and saving those dollars for future headstones.
Aldine called me in the last hour, and she did mention this as well. She suggested that we consider the commission, since we're saving money on a lot of this, that we go ahead and buy another one of those carts. You know, I think Costco even right now has those Gorilla carts. Home Depot sells them, you know, year round, but 4 wheels, pretty heavy duty. Not like the fabric ones you'd take for a picnic that fold into the truck, but they've got pretty heavy duty carts that if someone was able to go and purchase and get reimbursed, she'd encourage that. Something that could hold at least, you know, 3 or 4 buckets.
Yeah, I don't
think that sounds great.
Those would work too. I have some other things. Do you guys want me to wait to them? I have something for the fencing, and then I have something that would probably fall under your acquiring monument orders. Do you want me to go ahead and speak on those now or save those? I don't know how you want to run it.
I think it's fine for you to go ahead since you have momentum.
All righty, then I will just keep on rolling. So late in the year, we had a delivery of headstones that are at Public Works. I know that last meeting it had kind of been mentioned, and I wasn't sure on where they were at, and I was going to look into it, and I was informed that they are at Public Works in our cold storage building. And so we'll bring those down, of course, when the ground is available for us to get a piece of machinery on the ground without destroying the grass. But I thought I would let you guys know they're found. And then, so I had Roy Bryant, the facilities foreman, look into the gate repairs. So at this point, we have a contractor that's going to go look at them and look for what the repair is going to be on it. He says that the gate is still operational, that it can still be opened when we need it to be opened and stuff, but that it's moving around has broke itself out of the supports, out of the basically rock columns that are on each side. And oh, wow. Diamond Fence Company is going to be the company that's going to go look at those. And I think they were even supposed to have been there today. So I should have an update, or the gates may even be fixed by the next meeting, depending if they need the ground to be not frozen or not. But so that's the movement as far as the gates that you were asking about last meeting as well.
Great. It sounds like that by the next meeting, we should have a good update. A lot of snow should be melted by then. And if we have to keep using it, maybe we can at least get that greased up or something so it moves a little easier and we're not putting so much pressure on the stonework. But that's something we can do ourselves with some WD-40 or grease.
Yeah, that'll also be a thing, too, you're going to want to do, because when he showed me a picture, you got all winter snow still sitting in front of that gate, so that'll definitely be when the snow goes down where you can even really move the gate.
Okay. What else do you got, Jeremiah?
That would be the end of what I have today for you.
Does anybody have any questions for Jeremiah? You know, I'm sorry, I'm looking at this thing. I don't see how to turn on my video today for some reason. It's got a different kind of a format, but
I even walked up and did a bucket showcase for you.
No, I can see you. You can't see me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Julie, I think it's because you're in there as an attendee versus a panelist.
Okay.
I can promote you there, but I think it boots you out and it brings you back in. You want me to do that?
That's all right. Okay. Well, as long as you're comfortable, I can keep going here.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank all right. You. So, the next item on the agenda is events and public relations. I don't have any updates on that. Does anyone in the room?
Well, Dean just did want to confirm that the May 17th date was still on track from 9 to 12. I did put that on the city's website and the calendar and create a Facebook event as well. That's what I have for that.
Great. And she did email me about a work day, but that's going to be during the season. Usually I bring my crew out on Tuesdays, and so she sent out a message that we're going to have a crew from, I don't know if it's the Air Force or another group, on a Thursday. But we'll give another update at the next meeting on that.
Yeah, she confirmed that Dusty Spencer was still on board to help this summer, his group.
Great.
And I did have something from the item 6A, the follow-up from P. Kathy.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
And it'll blend in with the next item on the agenda, the financial update. So I did get an envelope from Miss Kathy addressed to us. And she had a copy of meeting minutes from about a year ago. That is when we approved her application for placement. She had made one correction to her name, her spelling. She's got middle name. She corrected from Dan to C-A-N-N. But I believe since then we've got more official communications from her. So that's probably her just making sure that was corrected. And included was a thank you note and a $1,000 donation check.
Wow.
And Aldine did say that she
thank you note was
well. It was just a thank you on the minutes with her correction, and then she signed it. Aldine said that she has written a thank you note in return for her donation.
And excellent. That was my next suggestion. So, any other comments from the commission on the P. Kathy letter and donation? Hearing none, I will move forward. Thank you so much to her. I'm glad Aldine is following up with a thank you note for that generous donation, and we'll make sure that those communications stay open with her to accomplish those goals. And then we're moving on to financial update, I believe, and there is a report attached showing the concrete pads were paid for. We will call them for delivery once the snow is melted, and then we'll double check everything on that. Until we have a new order, we don't have any other expenses coming up except for the purchase of a new gorilla cart or hand truck. And so the current balance on the account is $14,382.10. And we will have to spend that before the end of the year. Or, I'm sorry, the amount of the bed tax, which, so we'll have to spend the $11,712 before the end of the year. I think we can include the subtracting the block and building materials And then also we'll need to spend Kathy's down for specifically what we're doing for their family. Okay. Any questions on the financials? Great. Okay, unfinished business, the acquiring monuments order. You know, at the last meeting, they said it would be, what did I say? Post-production, 2 to 3 weeks. I still haven't heard anything back. I did inquire and did not hear back on, I just basically asked, when are they shipping? So once they're on the transport, it's usually within 10 days that they're received at Public Works. But I haven't heard back, so I'm assuming they're not quite ready to ship yet. And we'll have an update on that at the next meeting. Any questions about the acquiring order? And that's the 25, just 25, I think, that are coming on this order. We had this discussion last time. I got really confused, but
there's
I think it's just 25 that we're expecting.
There's one that's at the cemetery, one order that's at the cemetery, one that's at Public Works, and one that's on the way, right?
Correct.
We're not hurting for things to do.
No, I think there's more than 90 total, but the last 25 was in production and waiting to be palleted and shipped. So not as much progress as I had hoped, but hopefully I'll hear back from them tomorrow. I was surprised not to hear from them. They're usually very responsive, but I can always send an email out in between the meetings to Colt if we have an update. And they usually do send an email when they know the shipping date. And I get that over to Public Works. So you'll know when to expect it. And then you'll have a plan of where to store it until we're ready to receive at the cemetery, Jeremiah. That's all I have for that. Any questions on the acquiring orders? Okay, we were going to have an update on the Elks plot. I don't know if Aldine shared with you, but again, this is something that's kind of sad. An Elks member handed over the Elks records to Blanchard Funeral Home because he's an Elks member. He's had a lot of life changes, and he has managed to find it a couple times. I think it's on a thumb drive. And we were really hoping that they would come up with this information, especially because the Elks would love to work with us to do a project for themselves and have members come out and make a sizable donation to updating the stones in their area or helping to the cemetery to honor the Elks members that are interred there. So his latest report as of a week and a half ago was that he has not found the records, even though he's seen them a couple times this winter. He hasn't laid hands on that object yet, and we're still waiting to find out if it's lost or not. So we're just all going to hold the space that thumb drive shows up and the Elks records are restored. And when that happens, I would like to make sure that they have a copy at the Elks Lodge to be kept on record in their office as well. So that's all I have on that. Any questions on the Elks plot? Okay, and we already got the maintenance and repair. Anything to add for the gate? Very good. Any new business for today?
Julie, did I hear you say earlier you would purchase a gorilla cart or something akin to that, or do we need someone else to commit to it?
She said
I'm volunteering to do that, but
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was just making sure that I heard that correctly.
As long as everyone's comfortable with that, I can do that. I purchased the last couple of carts, and that's easy for me to do.
Sure.
Great.
Be consensus.
Yeah, I have other purchases to make on behalf of our downtown nonprofits, so I'll be visiting there quite a bit, and I'm sure that I will be able to find the right item, so I will take care of that. and I'll put in for a reimbursement at that time.
Perfect.
And now it's open agenda. Is there anyone that has anything to add? I will chime in and just say, Jess, I would like to, I know this is personal, but how did it go with your big competition a couple months ago?
I got fourth place.
Hey, so, that's respectable.
Yeah, that was in women's like figure masters. So I have another one coming up on May 17th, and so I won't be there to help out because I won't be allowed to get dirty because I can't take a shower before the show, and yeah, so that's kind of a bummer. And then I have another one at the end of September.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I look forward to having your muscles. I'm gonna probably put you on my team as soon as I can to lift and carry. Strong muscles are needed, and we enjoy that part of it. So I look forward to working with you this summer. And just to reiterate, I actually have never personally shown up for cleanup day. It's on a weekend, and I typically do not, and nobody's complained about that. I hope that's okay, but I probably won't be there either. So thank you for everything. But we'll be there every week, at least once a week with the crew to help get all the stones placed. So
it looks like last time you guys talked about the email that I sent in about my sister kind of being the Fairbanks lead for NAWIC. And she said that she is looking specifically for community service opportunities that she can like arrange to have women in construction help out with. She said it could be building benches, it could be moving stuff. I told her about that there was an issue with the gate, and she said we could do that, we could fix that. So I don't really have a whole lot of details because she's been out of town and she just got back in town. And I didn't know what the results were from the meeting. So
We didn't have anything specific as far as a commitment goes, but I think we're really excited to hear from her. And I look forward to personally having a conversation. I might have another project for them because Women in Construction were involved with some other downtown projects that I've run. And we might have some upgrades that need to be done downtown as well. And so I'm sure that we can put them to some good use at the Clay Street Cemetery, as well as maybe Golden Heart Plaza, which is also a city property. So I look forward to communicating with you about that, and we'll follow up with you by email after this meeting.
Okay, cool. Yep.
Thank you. Any other comments about Jess's discussion item?
And Jess, since you weren't here last month, did you look on the city website to see some of the updates on there?
No,
that was
briefly,
something we had discussed.
Did.
So we won't go through it now, but just whenever you are on the city website next, you should go take a look at everything that we got added.
It looks like you guys have added more since I last looked.
We did a bit, yeah.
Well, it's been busy.
Well, I haven't done anything since this, but thought we'd highlight to you, add to you.
Well, great. If there's nothing else today, I think that we can adjourn our meeting. Colt, did you have anything else to add?
Nothing else.
We're going,
George, Amy.
Our next meeting will be on May 7th, the first Wednesday of the month. As far as I know, that's the first Wednesday. Okay, and same time, same place, 5:00, and I will definitely be there. So hopefully we'll have a quorum that day. And is there anything that anybody would like to add to the agenda for the next meeting? Great. So we'll call for agenda items a week or so before, as Colt always does. If you have anything to add in between or at that date, we'll go ahead and update the agenda. But otherwise, we'll move forward with similar items to this time and the next meeting of May 5th. May 7th, sorry. Today at 5:26, we will adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Julie.
Sir, thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.